EaseWorks is a personal health consulting company. It does not diagnose or treat disease. 2-minute health tips are for educational purposes only. Before making changes in lifestyle, diet, or addition of vitamins, supplements, or herbs, you should consult your healthcare practitioner. I'm Linda, and here is your 2-minute health tip from EaseWorks, your personal health consultant. Handling depression without drugs. Depression is one of the most common forms of mental illness. It is estimated that 1 out of 4 people will suffer from depression at least once in their lifetime. Some signs of depression are loss of pleasure from favorable activities, sadness, fatigue, changes in weight or appetite, insomnia or oversleeping, and suicidal thoughts. Often people can have depression from life events such as the death of a loved one or the end of a relationship. However, when it's more serious, it requires treatment by a healthcare practitioner. There are many ways to treat depression, and I'm going to talk about non-drug treatments in this session. First of all, you can try meditation. There are several forms of meditation such as transcendental, kundalini meditation, and Buddhist. What's great about meditation is that you can see benefits from performing them for less than 5 minutes a day. Another helpful practice is diet modification. Sugar and simple carbohydrates can produce highs and lows in blood sugar. This causes the mood to fluctuate. They should be eliminated. This includes caffeine and other stimulants and depressants such as alcohol. It is also important to make sure that you have enough lean protein so that your body can produce brain chemicals called neurotransmitters. Neurotransmitters are produced after the digestion of proteins. Some of the key neurotransmitters associated with mood are serotonin, norepinephrine, epinephrine, and dopamine. Vitamins and supplements can help stabilize mood as well, particularly B vitamins, vitamin C, and zinc. Niacin, or vitamin B3 and B6, are extremely important in the production of neurotransmitters. Exercise can be very effective in treating depression. A regular exercise program of 30 minutes a day, alternating weight training and aerobic exercise, can help alleviate symptoms. Sleep is one of the most important factors in regulating mood. During sleep, your body has a chance to repair damage done during the day and rebuild hormones and neurotransmitters. If you find that you have to use an alarm in order to wake up, you may not be getting enough sleep. 8 hours a day is a good start. Consider homeopathy. Homeopathy is a method of using highly dilute substances that produce similar symptoms as the patient's ailment. Like cures like. Many homeopathic remedies are used for depression. For example, the remedy sepia is often used for postpartum depression. Nap myrrh and nature are common remedies for depression after grief, and arm is often used for suicidal depression. Oriental medicines such as acupuncture and Chinese herbal medicines can help with depression. There is even one acupuncture point, Du20, which sits on the top of the head that is often needled for anxiety and depression. Western herbs have a long history in the use of depression. Consider herbs such as Avena sativa or wild oats, lavender, melissa or lemon balm, or St. John's wort. Western herbs have a long history in use against depression. Consider herbs such as Avena sativa, lavender, melissa, or St. John's wort. Counseling can be an important complement to any of the previous mentioned treatments. In order to implement these drugless treatments for depression, you should consult a healthcare practitioner such as a naturopathic physician, oriental medicine practitioner, homeopath, counseling professional, psychologist, or psychiatrist. If you would like more information on how you can have your own tailored health plan, including both conventional and alternative methods, please email me at easeworks@gmail.com. EaseWorks is a personal health consulting company. It does not diagnose or treat disease. 2-minute health tips are for educational purposes only. Before making changes in lifestyle, diet, or addition of vitamins, supplements, or herbs, you should consult your healthcare practitioner.